You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, faithfulness comes from a place of trust and loyalty. Now, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is a confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Now, as Christians, it is important to be faithful to God. It is one thing to simply believe in Him, but another to be faithful to Him. So we are joined by Pastor Nelvin, who is going to help us understand the issue of faithfulness in general. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning, presenter. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How is everyone following us on air here on Adventist World Radio?
We are growing. We're definitely growing. That's been an amazing one. And it was great to also witness our followership as well growing from Impact Botswana as well. So we are quite excited, Pastor. And we really appreciate people like yourselves who come onto the show and talk to us. May the Lord continue to bless you and bless your ministry as well. How's your morning?
My morning is great, though here in Zambia it is very hot.
Hey, okay. September.
Yeah, September is hitting us bad.
Where is it now? Is it like 30s, 40s degrees Celsius?
It is in between those numbers.
Hey, that's hot.
And some parts of Zambia, it is the rains have started, but the other part where I am, it is still hot.
Yeah. You know, Pastor, you take me back to 2008. I did a brief visit to Zambia. I was saying to my friends and some of my colleagues that I actually must go back to Zambia because I visited Kitwe and I visited Lusaka. Yes. I was supposed to do a stop by Livingstone, but I couldn't get to Livingstone because of time. But yeah, I know it can get really, really hot in Zambia. Yeah.
Wow. If you visit Lusaka, you visit Kitwe, then you visited Zambia.
Ah, okay. Look at that. Okay. No, definitely. But I must make a turn again there. Faithfulness, Pastor. Is there a biblical definition of faithfulness?
Yes, there is a biblical definition of faithfulness, which Paul gives in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, Paul gives a definition by going saying, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yeah.
I'm having a problem with the old text which Paul is now presenting.
Okay.
When he says, now faith is the substance, okay?
Yeah.
Forget about whatever I've said, but faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Sure.
So if you're hoping for something which you really need, there must be a substance.
Yes.
And the substance is faith.
Okay.
Faith in its broader context, it is something that we cannot compress in one.
Mm-hmm.
Why? It's like, you tell me, wait, I'll come.
Yeah.
That statement, it is a call to faithfulness.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So we practice so many, we show faithfulness in so many circumstances, but the only problem that I have with Christians, we are able to trust our to show faithfulness to our fellow human beings, except with God.
Oh yes.
Look at this. Yeah. You get into a bus. You not ask if the driver is normal or what. Because the driver.
Yes.
You are faithfulness. You see.
Yeah. True.
I'll go to a restaurant and I'll sit. Wait for food being served. I'll not ask if there is poison in the food.
Hey, Pastor. Yeah.
I have so much faith in these human beings. But when it comes for me to exercise faith toward God, as human beings, we always face a challenge.
Hey, Pastor.
Now, Paul comes again by saying faith is a substance for things hoped for.
Yes.
Now, Paul is addressing the issue of wants and needs.
Mm, mm.
So if I need something, if you need something, faith is the substance. Okay? If today I need to get married.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to get married.
Yeah.
Faith is the substance.
Yeah.
Because something can appear so promising, but it is not promising.
Sure.
But I'll base everything upon faith.
Yes.
When Paul is actually talking to the Hebrews, to the people in this epistle, he speaks to people who have lost faith. They have seen so much. They have seen so much in segregation among themselves.
Yeah.
You must understand that the Gentiles, they're also joining the church.
Yeah.
And there's so much segregation between them, and what they need is not given.
Yeah.
But Paul tells them, now, faith is the substance.
Sure, sure.
Again, it goes by saying, faith is the evidence.
Yeah.
So it is not only the substance, but faith in itself is the evidence. So if I need to be healed, faith itself, it is an evidence that I'll be healed.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, here is where the devil attacks us so much. Because he knows that if we fail to understand on faith, we fail to understand everything.
Yeah, yeah.
He first capitalizes on making sure that we fail to trust in ourselves, that we can trust in God. We are crippled so much that we don't have power to have faithfulness in our own God. I would like again to look at how Paul again views faithfulness. Before, after this text, when you go down, Paul begins to talk about the heroes of faith.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I would want just to work around the words that Paul uses, especially in the opening of the text.
Yeah.
When he says now.
Now.
Right.
Yeah.
When he says now, faithfulness is the substance for things opted for. Now itself, that the word that he uses, the word faithfulness, that is pistis. Now he uses this word; it has a deep meaning, and its broader meaning it goes like: this is a strong belief, trust, and confidence. So faithfulness is the confidence of things hoped for. Faithfulness is the belief of things hoped for. Faithfulness is the trust of things hoped for. And again, it goes by saying, and also it is the evidence.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
The other word that the other nuances for this word is assurance.
Yeah.
Faithfulness is an assurance of things not seen.
Not seen.
Now, this is why it gets so much confused. I'm sick, and you tell me about faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm the only immature Christian in the Adventist.
Yeah.
When I'm so sick, and the only thing that you can tell me is have faith.
Sure.
It sounds so like you don't care, like you're taking so rightly of my problem.
Yes, yes.
And when somebody tells you, have faith, you know, appreciate that person. That person is calling you to an assurance. He's telling that, bro, a sister, you are assured that you're going to be healed. So it is something, again, faith. Faith, though it can appear as a noun, faith must be a verb. Faith should not just be a word. Faith should be something that I must put into action or practice.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, brothers and sisters who are listening from us, you need to understand that it is easier to tell your friend to be faithful.
Hey.
While yourself remain unfaithful.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I had the story of one of my friends who was telling me, so I lost my father in 2018. Then this man was there to say, no man, be strong, have faith. I appreciated those words. But the time came for him to experience death in the family. And he told me, man, don't tell me to have faith. It's time that faithfulness comes with a relationship with God.
Yes.
You cannot have faithfulness when you don't have a relationship with God.
Yeah.
Faithfulness is the center of what you're hoping for. And from who are you asking those things from?
Yeah.
So faithfulness is on the center between the receiver and the giver.
And the giver as well.
Even God, when he's giving us blessings, he uses faithfulness. Because he has to have faith that my child is able to contain this blessing.
Is that why then, Pastor, this faithfulness is expected from us by God, that he can be able to have confidence?
Yes. Actually, if your relationship or my relationship with God, there is no faithfulness, then it is not a relationship.
I see.
It is just like a customer, a buyer and a seller. There's nothing more. But when faith comes in, it goes beyond a customer and the buyer.
Yes.
Actually, What happens in the spiritual realm results from the physical.
Yeah.
If I have a good relationship with God, I have a good faithful relationship with God, I'll be able to develop a good faithful relationship with him.
Yeah.
A man who has faithfulness issues with his wife, he has also faithfulness issues with God.
Yes.
And that's where it is more critical. Because faithfulness should not only be limited to the church context. Faithfulness should only be limited to the Christian context.
Yeah.
Faithfulness goes beyond.
Yeah.
Because it is because of your faithfulness which will define more of your Christianity. Actually, when you look at Paul, when he's addressing them, when he goes down to describe the heroes of faith, he tells them that these men, the heroes of faith, they were not told of what they will get. They were not told, say, Moses, behave in this way.
Yeah.
When you are done behaving this way, you go to heaven.
Yeah, I'll give you this and that.
Yes. I'll give you this. No. There was nothing like that.
Yes.
Jacob Rahab behave in this way. Then when you are done behaving this way, I'll give you a reward.
Yes.
Enoch, walk with me. When you're done walking with me, there was nothing like that.
Yeah.
No wonder that is faithfulness. So faithfulness, it is something that we've taken for granted, but it is one of the components where Christianity hangs on.
Now, how does it then, as we wrap up here, Pastor, help us in our spiritual journey?
How does faithfulness help us in our spiritual journey?
Yes.
Actually, I would say faithfulness is the spiritual journey.
It's the spiritual journey, okay. That makes sense.
So if there is no faithfulness, there is no journey.
There's no journey, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like making a trip. You once visited Zambia.
Yes.
So I'll make this illustration. It's like
you
planning to have a journey from Lusaka to Kitwe without fuel.
Yes.
I don't know how you're going to reach Kitwe from Lusaka or which city am I going to use? South Africa, Cape Town to Johannesburg.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to. So faithfulness is the fuel of the journey in Christianity.
Yeah. Sure.
That's what I can say.
Is the fuel that you need for you to be able to take on this journey. Sure. Thank you so much. Pastor, any final thoughts there as we wrap up on faithfulness going forward? Now that we've heard and understand what it is and why it is important and how it helps us going forward, what do I need to do?
Okay. What we need to do is faithfulness should be alive.
It should be alive.
Faithfulness should be alive and not a theory.
Yeah.
Faithfulness is not one of the physics theories that states this and this. No.
Yeah.
Faithfulness is alive.
Yeah.
Then the other thing is we must be ready.
Yeah.
To let our faith be tested.
Yeah.
A faith that is not yet tested, it is not yet faith.
Yeah.
Then the last one, but not the least, I would say we must put faith into practice.
Yes.
The faith that does not work, faith that cannot produce works, right? It has no use. Inasmuch we say we are saved by faith, right? But if the faith we are saved for cannot produce what we are saved for, then we are not yet saved. We are not yet walking with God.
Sure.
I know there's somebody who's about to give up in having faithfulness in God.
Yeah.
But all I can pray is just hold on a little longer.
Yes.
Hold on. I know there's somebody who is very sick.
Yeah.
I know there's somebody who has just been fired. There's somebody now, as we are talking, who has applied almost to all companies, and all they are saying that we have no vacancy. Just hold on a little long. There is an assurance for you. There's somebody who has been disappointed, divorced, heartbroken, somebody who is, when we're talking about faith, it is not making sense, but I'm speaking to you wherever you are. Hold on a little longer. Hold on a little longer.
Sure. Thank you so much there, Pastor. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one. That is our pastor talking to us about faithfulness and why that is important. I love those last words that are saying, hold on a little longer. Hold on a little longer. Comment coming through there. Amen, Pastor. A faith that cannot be tested is a faith that cannot be trusted there. So really appreciate the pastor and, of course, the comment there and re-emphasizing the importance of that. So really appreciate it.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.